Early in the COVID-19 pandemic, fears about the economy temporarily silenced the sound of construction sites. But now it seems there's a resurging interest in building a home in the mountains, primarily from outside of the region. In April, Jade Mountain Builders owner Hans Dolgas saw almost all of his construction projects go on hold. But in the last month or so, he says things have taken a drastic turn. Dolgas says his company has received double the amount of phone calls from potential clients in recent weeks.
Yeah, it's a little nuts, you know, and it's all primarily people out of places like Houston. Like, I get a crazy amount of calls from Houston, New York City, Portland, Seattle.
Local construction and architecture firms say they're seeing a feverish interest from big city dwellers fleeing for the hills, driven by the pandemic. People living in dense metropolitan areas are ditching their urban condos for Asheville and the surrounding areas' wider, greener pastures to live out their days in quarantine.
All of those people, now home has become a place that they don't leave. You know, it's a place that they work. It's a place that they exercise. It's the place that the whole family is always together, and so just the kind of perception of what home means has changed.
Citywide, permits for residential home construction from mid-March to late July were actually up 14% compared to the same period last year. While that can be read as a good economic indicator, one local architect says the city should consider the long-term effects of construction, its impact on the environment, and even racial justice. Rob Maddox is the principal of Shelter Collective in Asheville.
We're in a stage in our life and in the environment, culturally, socially, politically, that we need to readdress what home is and not just come to a new place and try to do the same thing where you move from larger markets and then try to recreate all the same problems you had elsewhere.
Maddox says Shelter has also seen increased interest from out-of-town clients in recent months. They're people with the financial means who work remotely and live in congested places like Brooklyn and Miami. They may have been previously on the fence about moving to Asheville, Maddox adds, but the pandemic has changed their minds.
The money is too enticing, and because the money always moves faster, then it seems like the community can respond. Things can get precarious really quickly, and there's a finite amount of natural resources, and they get eaten up pretty quickly if you're not careful.
Maddox says as more outsiders look to build in Asheville, the community should come together on a policy level and harness that outside investment for a more equitable and sustainable future. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.